Well, Neil, not the prettiest game, but a win's a win. It's another 3 points.
Yeah, you know, a great away performance for the fact that we kept a clean sheet. You know, it's really important that you come away from home and keep things tight. If I'm honest, I thought we were the more potent side. I thought we looked the most dangerous side. I thought the first 20 minutes, I thought we really dominated things. Didn't get any luck. I thought we should have had a penalty in the first half. It was a blatant penalty. But to be honest with you, in the end, we got what we deserved.
You had to work hard today. That goes without saying, doesn't it? You must be pleased with the effort and commitment your lads are putting in just now.
Well, it's so visible and apparent, you know, the fact that they're working for one another and grafting for one another and playing for the badge. You know, they want to win for the club, and you can see it, the effort and endeavour from all of them. And even the subs that come on for the 10 minutes at the end, they're chasing down and closing down. You know, because, to be fair, Wigan played quite well today. Second half particularly, I thought they looked quite dangerous. And, you know, at this moment in time, they're in that position, they're having no luck. You know, but I'm sure if they play like that, they'll get results.
More enforced changes today. What's the diagnosis on the two lads that missed out?
Yeah, obviously with Coops, he's got a bit of a problem with his hip flexor. He's just a bit tight, and obviously there's no point risking him today and having him out for four games if we're playing for one game. And obviously, you know, Casper Slot as well. He's missing off the bench. You know, he's got a problem with his groin, so he's gone out.
Sam?
He went missing. Sam's got a bruised foot, so we could have risked him again today. But for me, there's no point risking him for one game and then losing him for another four when we've got 10 games left, and we're not exactly flush of players now at the moment. But what they are is they're really pulling for one another. You can see it's really apparent.
Well, it seems whoever you bring in, they're doing a good job. Berardi had another good game today. Morrison, usual work rate from him.
Yeah, I thought Morrison and Sharp in particular, I thought they grafted. You know, they chased things down and they used their experience on a difficult surface against, you know, a side that's desperate for points. And you know, I thought it was a real measured, controlled, away performance from us.
We didn't see much quality today, but another nice finish from Alex Moore on his right foot as well this time.
Exactly, on his swinger. You know, it's a great finish. He's having a great season. You know, he looks dangerous every time he gets in around the box. I think the little rolling behind the lone striker suits him, if I'm honest. You know, he had our little bits of craft and flair, you know, throughout the game. I mean, there wasn't much of it, but his touch, even on a poor surface, is so good, you know, and he's developing into a top young talent.
He is. When we saw the team sheet, Sharp and Morrison, we expected they were going to be the front two. Obviously, Morrison fitted in out wide. I guess doing what you've asked him to do was...
Yeah, I mean, we had to fit into what we were doing, you know, and to be fair to Morrow, you know full well that he'll go out there and he'll do everything he can, you know, towards the cause. I thought first half in particular, the first half an hour when we were really dominant, I thought he was really prominent. You know, we got him out that side, and it was a great outlet for us. You know, obviously we got Billy down the middle, and you know, we got to get the ball into Billy's feet, but sometimes you've got to go from back to front, particularly on a surface like this, and you know, Morrison give us that outlet.
That's 7 wins in your last 10 games now. I mean, it's some run of form, isn't it?
We're playing well, you know, we've found a way of playing, and the lads have got a real togetherness, and they're coming to terms with the division, you know, really quickly, and it's just a shame that the season's sort of petering out. But you know, the good thing is that we've got 10 games left and we can really sort of go to town on it now, and you know, and try and bed things down for next season.
It's been a busy period. You've got bumps and bruises. You don't have a game this midweek. Is that a blessing this time?
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, obviously we're running out of players, but I mean, a lot of it's just, you know, bumps and knocks, like you said, and superficial stuff. You know, and people are desperate to get back in now. They want to play because they're enjoying what they're doing. You know, for the first time in a long time, it's not in adversity anymore. It's a game that everybody are looking forward to. So it's a lot better situation.
I guess when you're winning, you do want the games coming thick and fast, but you've got to balance that out now, haven't you, and look after the players.
Well, we have, and you've got to remember as well, it's a young side and there's a lot of young players in there. You know, and we've got to think of their welfare as well. You know, we've run short of midfield players a little bit just through the freakness of the fact that we've had so many of them injured. But you know, young Calvin Phillips is on the bench today. You know, it's an opportunity for him. He's ready. You know, we wouldn't have fazed me at all putting him on if we need to put him on. So it gives other people opportunities.
Does the fact that you keep winning, does that mean that you are going to have a little bit of room to bring one or two more of the younger guys in? There's not that pressure of relegation.
Well, yeah, I mean, perhaps we can have a look at everything now. We can have a look at one or two different people, and if people need a rest, then we'll give them a rest. But you know, I really want to finish the season strong. We don't want to start, you know, weakening our or taking his eye off the ball as such, because we're on a good run and we want to keep it going.